study of Inyanei Pesach in Halacha. We'd like to cover a few different topics tonight if we can. And we begin with the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Chametz shenafal alav mapoles, harei hu kimavur. Since the chametz is inaccessible, that makes it kimavur. And the question I want to raise with you tonight is, what does the Mishnah mean? Is the Mishnah mean that that's considered a kiyum of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? That is the goal of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's the Prima Gadim here in Psachim, who authored a sefer called Rosh Yosef. He writes that we can derive from this Mishnah that the halach is like Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, as you know, says that Ein bir chametz el sreifa, Chachamim say ash besos b'chol dovar. It's not only sreifa, but mefar v'zora l'ruach. And the Prima Gadim says that chametz shenafal l'mapoles is considered like mefar v'zora l'ruach. And when the Mishnah says harei kimavur, it's a kiyum of biur, because the kiyum of biur is zora mefar l'ruach, is to make the chametz totally inaccessible, and that you can do in the case of chametz shenafal l'mapoles. Of course, the Mishnah is talking about a case where inadvertently the mapolis fell on the chametz. What we have to analyze in the light of the Prima Gadim's understanding of this Mishnah is what would happen if you actively created a mapolis. Would that be a kiyum of biur? And there's a great chiddush here in the Rosh Yosef, in the Prima Gadim, because in Zorah Mefar L'Ruach, there you've taken apart the chametz, you've reduced it into smaller particles and let it fly in the wind. Here, it's one major piece of chametz. It could be a gigantic piece of chametz, but there's a mapolis on it. And to say that that's a kiyum of hashbasa, of biur, that's a great chiddush. The other way of learning the Mishnah without the Prima Gadim would be to say that chametz shenafal alav mapoles harei kimavur doesn't mean that there's a biur here. This is not biur, but it means you're potter from biur. It's not a kiyum chovasa, but rather it's a ptur mechovasa. And perhaps we would analyze the Rambam in the light of these two definitions and see if from the language of the Rambam we could come to some clear definition, and then we could raise some nafkaminas lamaisa. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, Ketzad Bir Chametz, Sarfo, O Porer Vizore L'Ruach, O Zarkol Yam. And then the Rambam writes, V'chametz Shenafal Mapoles, V'nimtza Olav Ofar Shloshet Tfachim O Yeser, Harei Hu Kimavur. I mean, from the juxtaposition of these halachas, he opens up by saying, Ketzad Bir Chametz, and then he quotes the halacha immediately of Chametz Shenafal of Mapoles. The sequence and the presentation of the Rambam gives you the distinct impression, like we saw in the Prima Gadim, that Chametz Shenafal of Mapoles is an answer to Ketzad Bir Chametz. The Rambam speaks about the classical cases of Bir Chametz, where there's an absolute destruction of the Chametz. Then he goes on to mention Chametz Shenafal of Mapoles, which is a new category of Bir Chametz, but nevertheless it does constitute a kiyum of Bir Chametz. And the mitzvah Tashbisu is achieved. Again, we still haven't addressed the issue of did he actively create this Mapoles. But leave that on the side. Now, if we look at Rashi in the original, the first time that the sugya of Chametz Shenafal Mapoles is mentioned is back on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. There, Rashi says, in the context of the Oseh Beso Otsar case, where he converts his house that has chametz into a storage room, and the Gemara establishes that if he does this Kodem Shloshim Yom before the 30th day, let's say before Purim, is Ein Zokuk Levayer, he has no Chiyuv Biur. And Rashi identifies the reasoning, the logic behind the halacha of Oseh Beso Otzer with the halacha of Chametz Shenafal Mapoles Harei Kimavur. And Rashi's outspoken. He says, the Otzer Mahani Mihai Taima Demasnisin Dechamish Enafel of Mapolis Harei Kimavur. Now the Gemara there on Dafav is talking about a case where he actively makes his house into an Otzer. And the Gemara says that if he does it within the 30-day period, that's past Purim, not before Purim, but after Purim, then Zakuk Levayer, that he has to do Biur. And Rashi says, Dilachatchila lo zeu biuro. In other words, once the Kiyuv of Biur, of Hashpasa, is Chal within the 30-day period, then the fact that you made it into an Otzar is not enough to be Mafkia, that Chiyuv. The Chiyuv still remains. And therefore, we would be tempted, since Rashi identifies Otzar with Mapoles, to assume that according to Rashi, to the same extent that once there's a Chiyuv Biur, then Otzar does not undermine that Chiyuv Biur, doesn't exempt him, he still remains in the Chiyuv Biur, Chiyuv Hashpasa. So too, by analogy, Chavit Shenafla Mapoles, there's no Chiyuv Hashpasa, there's no Chiyuv Biur. And that's what Rashi says, L'chatchila lo zehu biuro. Again, but you'll ask the question, so before Shloshim Yom, how does Beso Otzar work? I mean, after all, if that's not biur, and Rashi explains, the code of Shloshim Yom, lo chalal of chavas biur, v'chimata hi shaita lo mechayev, kiramrina daha de nafla lo mapolis. So it means Otzar, like nafla lo mapolis, works to exempt him from the chiyuv biur, but it's not a kiyuv of biur. And an afkamina is once the chiyuv biur is chal, if subsequently becomes an otzer or nafal of mapolis, he remains chayev in hashbasa. So our chakira and the two ways we want to interpret the mission of chavit shenafal of mapolis or ekumivuar is not just a theoretical chakira; it's not just somewhere in the abstract world. It actually has a practical nafkamina. In the case of Toch Shloshim Yom, the Hareu Kimavuar is enough to prevent the Chiyuv Biur from emerging at the point of 30 days before the Chag. But on the other hand, Chavit Shenafla Mapolas is not enough to establish a Chiyuv Biur. And if the Chiyuv Biur emerges, because at the point of 30 days he didn't have a Mapolas, then the Mapolis is not going to undermine the Chiyuv Biur. The Chiyuv Biur remains intact, despite the Nafla of Mapolis. And all that makes sense according to Rashi's Pshat, but not according to the way we read the Rambam, and certainly not the way the Prima Gadim says it explicitly, that Chavit Shenafla of Mapolis itself is a Chiyuv Biur identical with Zorim Afar LeRuach. So although Otzer is different, in the case of Nafla Mapolis, we have a full-fledged Kiyum Biur, and that would mean that even Toch Shloshim Yom, he has no Kiyum Biur whatsoever. Now, one question that we have to raise here at this particular moment is, in the case of Nafla Mapolis, Toch Shloshim Yom, we said that according to Rashi, since the Kiyum Biur emerged with the Shloshim Yom, the Nafla of Mapolis is not going to exempt him from Biur. That seems to be an untenable position, because the Mishnah says Chavit Shenafla of Mapolis Harei Kimavuar without any qualification. The Mishnah doesn't say that it fell before Shloshim Yom. So it means that Rashi is going to have to admit that the analogy, the equation between Beso, Otzer, and Nafla of Mapolis is not 100%. There is a difference between Nafal of Mapolis, which exempts him from Biur even Toch Shloshim Yom, to the case of Osa Beso Otzar, which only exempts him from Biur before Shloshim Yom. And to explain the logical reasoning for this distinction, we would have to say that Nafal of Mapolis, although it is equal to Osa Beso Otzer in both cases, we would apply Rashi's language of L'chatchila Lozo Biuro, but nevertheless, Nafla of Mapolis is fundamentally different than Osa Beso Otzer, because Nafla of Mapolis happened by itself, We're not talking about a case where he actually threw the Mapolis on the chametz. And therefore, since he didn't try actively to make this chametz inaccessible, he didn't try to therefore dodge or exempt himself of the chametz biur in an active sort of way, therefore, a chiv biur was not imposed upon him. Again, you have to know if it's before bittul or after bittul. We'll maybe get to that later if we go through the sugya inside. But in the case of osa beso otsa, when he is deliberately trying to do a biur through this act of making his bias into an otsa and letting the chametz be there, he wants to pat himself up actively, be a dayim. Then otsa doesn't have the ability, doesn't afford him halachically with the ability to alleviate himself of his chovas biur. He already has a chiyuv biur. Now he wants to pot to himself by actively making his beso and otsa. That he can't do. He remains chayav in biur. But the case of Nafal and Apollos, which was a fait accompli, he didn't actively do this. That's the mitzvah that he faces. The Chachamim said that is considered hashbasa. That's kemivur dami, even on a b'dieved level, or I should say, even on a l'chatchil level. And l'chatchil is zeu biuro. In Nafal of Mapoles, when Rashi says lo avi biur l'chatchila, what he means to say is that you cannot actively create a Nafal of Mapoles and exempt yourself from biur chametz. And the reason for that is because the chametz still exists in the world. The kiyum of biur chametz requires that the chametz be converted into annihilated and destroyed completely. And that you haven't done. So hashbasa means hashbisa min olam. Get it out of the world completely. It doesn't exist. In the case of Nafla and Polis, you haven't fulfilled that lashbisa min olam. And therefore, Rashi insists that the halach of Nafla and Polis is only sufficient to remove the chovas biur. Just that Rashi would have to go a step further and say it removes the chovas biur, even if the chovas biur preceded the Nafla of Mapolis. The chovas biur came with Shloshim Yom. Despite the fact that Mapolis fell later over the chovas, Rashi holds that's a din p'tur. And again, if he actively created that through otsa, that would not pater him up. But the important point is that this is not real full-fledged biur. And the nafkamina is that if he doesn't have a kiyum of biur chametz, because the chametz is still in the world, then for sure, if, for example, the mapolis, somebody, or somehow the mapolis was cleared and the chametz emerged, you would have to destroy it under the chametz biur, because you never did a hashbasa min olam. And that's what Rashi means when he says l'chatchil lo zehu biuro, meaning although he's potter from the mitzvah biur, but that's not the way of achieving biur. There's no kiyum of biur, and there could be nafkaminas, as we said before, if the chametz becomes exposed at some later date. If you look in the Ran, and this you'll find in the Rif on Daf Testament Beis, he writes, Midoraisa, Kevin Shenuffel of Mapoles, Eino over love. So Hachi Tanya Mimichil to Beheji, Yotza Chemtz Shenuffel of Yisrael, Chavin Shenuffel of Mapoles, Af Pishu Beshus Shen Yisrael, Aval Eino Yochel Levara. It means the Ran is outspoken that it's Eino Yochel Avaro, but it's not a kiyum of Tashbisu. He's parted from Tashbisu, but he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Bir Chametz means Lashbisu min Olam, and that he didn't do. And therefore, since the Ran bases his Shita on the Mechilta, Rashi, who holds like the Ran, is also supported by the Mechilta. There is another Shita in this sugya, and that's the Shita of the Smak, and you'll see it quoted in Simon Tzadiches, or I shouldn't say quoted, I should say it's in Simon Tzadiches, And he writes, Chomet Shenofel of Mapolos Harei Kimavur Dafka V'shenimtza Olav Ofar Gil Tvachma Yoser V'tzarech Levatlo Belibo Mishum Bal Yatmin. Here the smack introduces a whole other element in the equation, and that is Tzarech Levatlo Belibo B'nei Mishum Bal Yatmin. The halach of Bal Yatmin is codified in the Brisa in the, on Daf Hey Amid Beis Yachal Yatmin Vikal Bignos Benok Tam Lovla Yimotze. And what Yatmin means is that you hide the chametz below a shear of Gimel Tvachim, and it becomes similar to chametz Shlenafla Mapolas. So therefore, the smack has to ask himself the following question: chametz Shlenafla Mapolas, isn't that a violation of Lo Yimotze on the law of Hatmona? And basically, the smach says the following, that Nafla of Mapolis is not a poter, it doesn't exempt him from the Chovas Hashvasa, and in that sense, the smach is like Rashi, that there's a Chovas Bir that's still lurking in the shadows over here, and the smach goes a step further, and he says that nafla, chomesh nafla mapoles is only meaningful with regard to the chiv bir on chometz derabanan. So nafla mapoles is not a poter. However, it does work with regard to bdika derabanan, and if we have the ability to do so, we would have to analyze exactly what the distinction here that the smack is making between Chovas Bedika Doraisa and Chovas Bedika Derabanan. In other words, Biur and Tashpisu is certainly a mitzvah Doraisa. Under what circumstances is there Chovas Bedika Derabanan? And it seems like the answer to the smack is that he has to do bittel. Tzarech levatlo belibo. And if he's not mevatel belibo and he's dealing with a chovas bir d'oraisa, then he has a problem of bal yatmin. And therefore, b'chamen shenofla mapolis would not be helpful. Rashi, on the other hand, doesn't make any distinction between chametz and the chiv bir of chametz d'oraisa or the chiv bir d'rabanan. And the question now arises, what about Bal Yatmin? And the point might be that Bal Yatmin is only when he does it actively be a dayim. Here, in the case of Nafla of Mapolis, he didn't actively pursue the Hapolis Mapolis. And therefore, he's not in violation of Bal Yatmin. Bal Yatmin means Bal Yatmin be a dayim. He had Kavana to be Matmin the Chometz. He violates Bal Yatmin. And Rashi would hold that if he were to take a mapolis and throw it onto the chametz, that would be a violation of Bal Yatmin. But our case is chametz shenafla mapolis, meaning it fell meleah. So that if he tries to create a new way of fulfilling his chiyuv of biur and to be mekayim, to let the chametz remain in his possession, but be mekayim the mitzvah of bir through hatmana, then that's a violation of the Torah law. If, on the other hand, nafla olav mapolis meleah, he was not actively involved, there was no maisa hapola or hatmana on his part, from his part, then there's no violation of bal yatmin. Now, in the case where he made his bias into an otzar, then you're going to have to suggest that this is not Bal Yatmin because he never intended to be Makman as Chometz. His intention was for the purpose of making an Otsar. But Nimtza Chometz Mutma Me'elof. If he makes an Otsar, then the Chometz is down there below all the piles and piles of stuff that's being stored in the Otsar. And that's not considered as if he wants his Chometz to exist. The Iser Bal Yatmin is violated when he tries to find a way of avoiding Bal Yirah, but you can't see the chametz because it's hidden, but he really wants the chametz, and he's waiting for the moment that Pesach ends to take back his chametz. Masha Enkein, here in the case of Asa Beso Otsar, he's not actively trying to keep his chametz alive and well. He's just making an Otsar. And therefore there's no violation of Bal Yachmin. If there's no violation of Bal Yachmin, then we could say that the chametz is Harehu Kimavur. And if he cannot destroy the chametz because there's a mapolis on top of it, then he's exempt from the Chiyuv Biur. Now the sugya says that in the case of Nafla of Mapolis, he has to be Mavatel the chametz Belibo. And that makes sense according to Smak, because only when you convert the Chiyuv Biur to a Drabanan, and that's by implementing Bittul, only then do we apply the principle of chametz Nafla of Mapolis Harei Kimivur. But we cannot allow ourselves that luxury for holding like Rashi, because Rashi doesn't distinguish between a Chovas Bir Doraisa and a Drabonon. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Tzarech Levatlo? And the answer is, Rashi's language is Shem Yifakech Hagal B'moed V'nimtza Overlov. If maybe the Gal will be exposed, and the Chovitz is now exposed, he will violate by Rabbi Yimotze. The only way he can protect that up front is by doing Bittul. So again, there are two fundamentally different ways of understanding the Gemara of Tzarech Levatlo with regard to Chovitz Shenofla Mapoles. One is to say that we reduce the Chovitz beer from a Doraisa to Rabbanan after Bittul. And that's the Smak's approach. And it's only with regard to a Chovitz beer to Rabbanan that we're willing to apply the principle of Chovitz Shenofla Mapoles. Or alternatively, the way Rashi would interpret the requirement of Bittul, namely, to avoid a situation where Shem Yifakach Hagal b'moed, maybe the chametz will become exposed in moed, and then he violates Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze. The way to circumvent that is by insisting that he does bittul. Now, according to what we said until now, it's possible that we can answer the question, how did Rashi know that Nafla of Mapolis is not powerful enough to constitute a Kiyum Biur in the Chametz? And logically, the answer would be that Biur requires the total destruction of the Chametz, as we said before. But perhaps you could go a little bit further than that. If there is a violation of Bal Yachmin, had he done this Hatmana B'Yadayim, then obviously it's not a situation of Bir Chametz. In other words, in this very case of Nafla of Mapolis, depending upon whether it happened Me'elov or whether it was artificially, actively done by him, the Nafkamina will be where there's Bal Yachmin. And if there's Bal Yachmin, then you have to assume that the chametz is still in existence. Otherwise, why would there be a violation of Bal Yachmin if he actively and deliberately created this mapolis? On the contrary, instead of considering this nafal of mapolis as a violation of Bal Yachmin, we might as well view it as a kiyum of biur. That's his kiyum of tashbisu. Like what should I say, the Bal Amor Shita, that you can eat chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning and be mekayem the mitzvah biur. So therefore, Rashi says it must be that there's something called hatmana me'leah, where the chametz was covered, but not through any action of the bialim, and that hatmana situation, which will remove the iser bal yirah bal yimotze, because it happened me'leha, he didn't do it actively. However, that is not the biur of the chametz. You haven't destroyed the chametz itself, and therefore, in the case of matmin, Umakaimo Biyadayim, where he deliberately put his chametz down below and hid it under the ground, he will violate Bal Yachmin. I'd like to discuss with you another topic, and maybe, you know, maybe we'll come back to the definition of beer at a later date. And that is the question of matzah asura. The Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin says, Ein adam yotze yidei chavasa b'achilus matzah shi asura lo, kigon shachla tevel, o shalo nitla trumaso, o shegazla. The Rambam says that any kind of machalos asuros is excluded from the mitzvah of matzah. And then he writes, Zeh klal kol shemavarchem alav, Birkas HaMazon, Yotzi ba yidei chovasa, kol she'ein mevarchem alav, Birkas HaMazon, ein yotzi ba yidei chovasa. The Rambam has a contingency here. Rambam has an interdependence between the kium of mitzvahs matzah and davar shemavarchem alav, Birkas HaMazon. We want to analyze that equation, that analogy, and try to figure out where it's coming from and what does it mean. But that's not the beginning and the end of our problems. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes writes that kol ochel davar asur bein bezadon bein bishgaga eino avarch lov lo betchil lo besof keitzad rei shachal tevel shel devrayim. Osha ochel masarishon shelo nitlu trumaso masarishon vehegde shelo niftu is eino mevarech v'ein tzavachav ochel levelus utreifus oshasa yayin v'chayotzim v'zeh. So the question we want to ask ourselves is, in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam completely omits the case of Gezel. If he stole food and he ate it, does he make a Birkas HaMazon? In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam considers Gezel, Matzah Gzula, as one of the cases where, because of the nature of the Isur, the Mitzvah's Matzah is completely null and void. And that would lead us to the conclusion that indeed the definition of Matzah Asura that removes, undermines the key of Mitzvah's Matzah is not identical with Eino Mevarchalav Birchas HaMazon, because in the case of Gezel, for example, and it may be other nafkaminas, the Rambam clearly states that you cannot be yotze in the midst of matzah with Gezel, and yet you get the impression from the Hashmata in Birkas HaMazon that if you stole something, you ate it, you would recite a Birkas HaMazon. And therefore, we're inclined to think that the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, if we read it meticulously, really refers to two different categories of psulei matzah. One is matzah asurlo, and that depends upon ein mevarchen alav birkas hamazon. And number two, there's a separate din of matzah gzula, and that's a psul unto itself. And even though the Rambam combined them, they are two different, fundamentally different psulim. Because in the case of a psul of matzah gzula, we have another rule, and that's mitzvah baba vera, which the Rambam classifies and codifies in many different places, not just here in Chametz Matzah. And that din of mitzvah baba vera, which disqualifies a matzah gzula, has nothing in common with the din of ein mevarchel al birchas hamazon. And if you look in the Rav HaMagid, he seems to imply that these are two fundamentally different dinim. Now, going back to the first din, which is the major chunk of what the Rambam formulates here in Perek Vav, the case of matzah ha'asura psula, because you don't make a bracha of Birkas HaMazon. And in order to understand this, we want to take a look at the Braisa quoted in the Gemara Pesachim Lamed Hayam and Beis that quotes a Hekesh. It says the following: Lo sochal olav chametz. The Torah says Lo sochal olav chametz. Mishi suro mishubal tochal olav chametz. Yotze zesh eini suro mishubal tochal olav chametz el mishubal tochal tevel. The Torah only qualifies matzah when the matzah could be subject to the iser chametz of losochel chametz, but not if it's subject to any other Isur, for example, the case of Tevel, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph quotes Ravina, Hafilu Tema Rabbanan, the Rabbanan of the opinion that Isur is Chal Isur, Mishi Isur Mishum Bal Tochal Chametz Bilvad, Yotzezeh She'en Isur Mishum Bal Tochal Chametz Bilvad, Ela Af Mishum Bal Tochal Tevel. And the Gemara there ultimately rejects this explanation because Midei Bilvad Ksiv, does the Torah say anywhere that it has to be limited, that this potential matzah has to be limited to Bal Tochal Chametz? And therefore, it would seem from the Sugya that the Mishnah that excludes matzah sura is a reflection of the Shita of Rav Shimon, who holds Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, meaning that once it's chametz, there's no additional isur that's chal. However, the Rambam paskins this Mishnah l'alocha, and the Meiri writes that the alocha is like Ravina, and therefore the Mishnah reflects even the Shita Rabbanon. And when the Gemara establishes that the Mishnah is like Rav Shimon, that's only l'ravcha de milsa. So it seems, once we read the Meiri and go back to the Rambam, that the Rambam is passing like Ravina, and therefore anything that has an additional Isur besides the Isur Chametz is excluded, is disqualified from Matzah. And then we come back to the Drasha of Im Yeshba Isur Acher, which means that there's something inherently disqualified because this achila comes under a different isur, and the Rambam equates that with the din of Ein Mevarchel of Birchas HaMazon. Because why is there no Zimun, why is there no Birchas HaMazon on Tevel? So if you look in the Ravid, in Perek Aleph Milchus Brachos, the Ravid says because this Tevel has no chshivus, there's no kvius here. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mivarchin aleihem tchila basof, rak she'ein mezamnin aleihem. The Ravid is of the opinion that the halacha of Dvar Isur of Tevel is mafkia, kvius, and that's only relevant to Zimun. As far as Bracha Lefaneh, Bracha Lachreh is concerned, there will be a Bracha. The Rambam, on the other hand, says, and this is not just the Rambam Shita, there are other Rishonim who say it, that Achilas Tevel Lav Shmei Achila, that a Dover Asur, which is not Royal Achila, doesn't have the Chashivas of an Achila as far as Bracha is concerned. And then Afkamina is that there won't even be a Bracha Lefaneh, Bracha Lachreh. Forget about Zimun. Zimun is a question of Kvius. Here it's a question of Chashivas of Achila. And perhaps the Rambam went one step further and applied this same logic with regard to matzah, that if there's a tarovus here of another isur, then it's not considered an achila, and therefore with regard to matzah, where you need a separate achila, cheftz of achila, this is not considered the achila of matzah. And just like in Birkas HaMazon we have this svara, so too with regard to Achilas Matzah. So just to summarize the logical equation here and the interdependence between the psul of Matzah and the fact that there's no Birkas HaMazon is that when you have a Dvar Isur, it's not Royal Achila Alpidin. The Achila is not considered an Achila with Chashivus, and that expresses itself first and foremost as far as Bracha is concerned, and the Rambam says that logically we would apply that to the Achilas Matzah, and if your Achila is not Royal Achila, and it doesn't have the Chshivas of Achila, then you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah of Matzah. However, when we take the case of Matzah Gzula is not Macholos Hasuros. The problem of Matzah Gzula is not a Chisorn in the Achila, It's a chisaron in mamonis. That means you don't have the ownership rights to eat this matzah gzula. So we're not talking about a hafka of the achila, and therefore the Rambam does not mention matzah gzula in hilchas brachos together with those cases like tevel and other cases where you don't make a bracha mitchila v'atzov. Since gzula is subject that lends itself to an achil, there's no reason why you should exclude a bracha. But with regard to matzah gzula, that's a psul of mitzvah b'avera, which is a din unto itself, as we said before. Whereas matzah surah is not excluded under mitzvah b'avera. And it would seem to be that according to the Rambam, the din of mitzvah b'avera is limited to gezel. Gezel becomes a chefta of iser as far as mitzvah b'avera is concerned. And even without an achilas isur, nevertheless, it is a chefta of mitzvah b'avera. And what we're suggesting here is that the psul of mitzvah b'avera matzah gzula is not in any way connected. It's not defined as a chisaron achila, but the fact that he has no rights to this matzah, he's holding on to the matzah b'isur, that engenders a separate psul in the chefta, that the chefta itself is an avera dika chefta. You have no right to hold on to this. It's someone else's. The mitzvah b'avera engenders a status of chefta de avera, and that chefta de avera cannot be used for the sake of a mitzvah. Despite the fact that the achila of the gzua lends itself to a shmei achila, you would make a bracha on it, but nevertheless it's possible for the mitzvah, it disqualifies the kiyum of achilas matzah. And if you look in the Gemara, in Lulav HaGozel, in Sukkah Daf Lamed, the Gemara derives the psul of mitzvah b'avera from Vavesemus es HaGozel ves HaPiseach Gozel Dumi de Piseach. And also the Gemara quotes the pasuk Ani Hashem Sone Gezel Biavla. The Rabbi holds that psul of mitzvah b'avera is a specific psul that's limited to Gezel. You have no right to hold on to this object, and therefore you can't use it for a mitzvah. That's the psul gezel that's derived from the pasuk Ani Hashem Sone Gezel Biavla, or the pasuk Vavesem Gozel, etc. If that be the case, when the Gemara in Psachim derives the psul of Matzah Surah from the pasuk Sokol of Chametz, the Gemara does not pasul matzah surah under the psul of mitzvah b'avera. And the reason for that is, as we explained before, the psul of mitzvah b'avera is limited to gezel and doesn't apply to any other isurim. The Rambam in Hilchas Isurim Mizbeach Perek Hey Halacha Tes writes that Tevel and Chadash are pasul l'nesachim for niskeyayin. And according to everything we said, it's a little bit strange because we're not talking about Gezel here, so there's no mitzvah b'avera the way we defined it in the Rambam Shita. And matzah, as far as tevel and the like, that's a special limud, especially alfus and matzah, that has to be only also under lotoch al chametz. What's the source and the root of the psul of Tevel, as far as Niske Yayin is concerned? And the answer is, we have a limud of Mimashki Yisrael ben Amutu Beficha. This has nothing to do with mitzvah b'avera. And since this Tevel is not ben Amutu Beficha, therefore it's possible it is Beach. That which is excluded and disqualified from Achilas Adam is ipso facto excluded from Achilas Mizbeach. And the Rambam adds, "V'ein tzarich lomar mi arlo klai akerim neshi he mitzvah b'avera shekadosh baruch hu sona." Now this is strange. The Rambam says, with regard to arlo and klai akerim, we have a mitzvah b'avera. This would seem to contradict everything we said, that the psul of mitzvah b'avera applies exclusively to Gezel. But perhaps the Rambam holds that Orla and Klaya Kerevin, so far as they are Isurei Hana, that engenders the status of an Isur Hefta, and Isurei Hana also atones Sreifa, they have to be burnt. That's enough to engender the Psul of Mitzvah Baba Vera. So Mitzvah Baba Vera, therefore, according to the Rambam, fits under, or has two subcategories. Number one, Gezel. And number two, that the object itself is inherently a Hefta Nisura, and that the Rambam is willing to apply in Isurei Hana. And the Rambam in Perek Ches Milchus Lulav assumes that in Mitzvah Boba Avera there's a Toeva in the Hefta. And that applies to Avodah Zarah. So Matzah Gzula, according to the Rambam, is possibly sure of Mitzvah Baba Vera. It's therefore Hefta Nisura. And all the other Isurim is Ein Achilas and Achila. It's a Chisar in the Achila. It's not an Achila Chshuva. And as we saw, you don't recite a Bracha on Machol Sasuros because it's not an Achila Chshuva. I'd like to take a look at the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim on Kuftes Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah says that Al Kos Sheni Omer Hallel. And the sugya, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how much of Hallel should he recite on the Kos Sheni? But whatever it is, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis establishes that on Kos Revi, Gomer Olav Es HaHallel. What is the source for the obligation to recite Hallel on the night of Pesach? We don't find it on any other night during the year. And in the Haggadah itself, it would seem from the Nusach of the Haggadah that the mitzvah of Hallel, the Chov of Hallel, Leil Pesach itself, emanates from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Haggadah says, Lefichach anu chayovim lahodos, lahal l'shabech, l'bishosa l'avoseinu v'lanu. And then it says, V'nober l'fanav haluka. The word lefichach seems to indicate that now that we've established the mitzvah of Haggadah, the mitzvah of Sipur, we are now obligated lahodos, l'shabech, etc., and to recite Hallel. The Mechayiv of Amiras Hallel would seem to be Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all part of the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam Liras Asatzmo Kiilu Hu Atzmo Yotzim Mitzrayim. That's as far as the Sugyan Arvei Pesachim is concerned. But we go back to Korban Pesach. In the Sugyan Daf Tzarihei, the Mishnah says, Ma Bein Pesach Rishon Le Pesach Sheni HaRishon Ton Hallel Bachiloso Sheni Eino Ton Hallel Bachiloso. The Mishnah establishes a fundamental difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni as far as Hallel Ba'achilas HaPesach. In both cases, we eat the Korban Pesach, but the Chiyuv Hallel applies only to Achilas Pesach Rishon and not to Achilas Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara explains, Minali Mili, this on Daf Tzadihei and Bibayis, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Shimbar Yot Sadak, Om Akra, Hashir Yelachem. Kilel is Kaddish Chag, Laila Hamakudish Lachag Ton Hallel, Laila She'eno Makudish Lachag Eino Ton Hallel. And this pasuk, Hashir Hazeh, Hashir Yelachem, etc., is a reference to the time after Golus. Rashi says, Hashir Yelachem Biyom She'tigalu Mena Golus, after the Golus terminates with redemption, then that shir will be Kelel Hiskadish Chag Kimoshatem Noagim Lishorer Belel Hiskadish Chag V'yein Lechol Lele Chag Lahatin Shira Chutzvi Lele Psochim Alachiloso. So it means that at the end of time, after the termination of Golus and the ultimate Geula, we'll have to recite a shir, and that shir would be like the shir that's recited on Leil is Kaddish Chag. Now, Rashi says, well, what what Leil Haskashchag in Jen is Achiv Halel, and why should there be such a thing? Obviously, the Gemara is referring to the night of Tesvav Benisa, the night of Pesach. Rashi says the answer is because of Achilas HaPesach, that the Halel is engendered by Achilas Pesach. And in the Gemara itself, Ein Mekudesh L'Chag Kigon Achilas Leil HaPesach Sheni Yontif. That we can only talk about Leil Mekudesh L'Chag with regard to the first Achilas Pesach, meaning of Tesvav, and not to Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni cannot be called Leil HaMekudesh L'Chag. But we see clearly that what engenders the Hallel of Leil HaPesach, the answer is Achilas Karban Pesach. And that's why the Gemara asks over there, Nomar Hallel Gav Pesach Sheni, there's a Havamina that Pesach Sheni also engenders a chiyuv of Halal so far as there's a mitzvah achilas karmon. Now, we're not talking about Tzipitzis Mitzrayim over here. The only mitzvah that's no heges in Pesach Sheni is the karmon Pesach itself. As the Pasuk says, Kechol chukas ha-pesiyasi also v'mitzvah she-megufa ha-kosu midaber. So we see clearly that the din and the chiyuv of Amiris Halel is migufo shel kiyu mitzvos achilas haPesach. Just there's a separate miut with regard to Pesach Sheni based on the pasuk of Leil HaMekudesh L'Chag Ton Shira. So this is very odd because we began like Pesach Bekai V'Siv B'Chavos. We began with the impression that Halel on Leil HaPesach is engendered by Sipritzis Mitzrayim, but now we see from the sugya in Pesach Sheni that it's the Karban Pesach and it's Achila that engenders the Chiyuv Halel. Halel somehow has to be integrated with the Achilas of Pesach. And if you take a look in the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim that we started with, you begin to get the impression, based on the sugya on Tzadi Heyavid Beis, that the Halal in the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, at least as far as the first half of the Halal, which was recited before the Achila, the second half was recited over the fourth kos, which is after the Achila. And the Gemara says, Kizesa Pischa V'Halila Paka Igra. And in that sugya daf pei beis amid beis, the Gemara assumes that achle bi'ara v'yamri bi'igli yach achila. Rashi explains how you omra halal pesach kiddisnan l'kamana rishon ton halachiloso. We see quite clearly that Rashi holds that the hal that we recite on Leil HaPesach on the fourth kos is the hal that we recite on the achilas haPesach. So it's not engendered by Sipritzis Mitzrayim. And the only way out of this mess, I think, is to apply the methodology of Tzvei Dinim here. There are two Chiyuvei Halel, or shall we say there are two Mechayvim of Halel. One Mechayv is the Mitzvah Achilas HaPesach, the other Mechayv is the Mitzvah Haggadah and Sipritzis Mitzrayim. Haggadah requires that we speak about the Ness, and the Ness itself engenders a Chiyuv Halel. So, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, there was a Chiyuv Halel, not just simply because of the Ness and the Sipur HaNess, but also because of the Achilas HaPesach. Now that the Beis HaMikdash is gone, all we have is a Chiyuv Halel, not because of Pesach, but because of the Mitzvah Vigadita. And the Hal on the fourth kos is today a Hal of Haggadah rather than a Hal of Achilas HaPesach. So basically what we're saying, there are two dinim in the Chiyuv Halel on this night. One is mitzvah the mitzvah Achilas HaPesach, the other is mitzvah the mitzvah of Sipur and Haggadah. And that is the Halel of Ness. That when we say the Hal of Ness, we mean to say that just like in the case of Chanukah for 8 days, we recite Halal because of the Ness, and theoretically the same should apply to Purim, so too the Ness of Leil Chamishos HaBenison engenders a Chiyuv Halal. And that's independent of the mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach, and therefore bizman hazeh, even without the achilas ha-pesach, we still have an obligation to recite Hallel, and that's b'toras ha-gadah and sipritzis mitzrayim. And if you take a look at Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the din of isha p'tur mi-Hallel, Tosfos explains that an isha is exempt from halal of yontif, and he adds me time and mishum the mitzvahs man asayshes man groma he afal gav the halal b'leila pesach mash perkav ritzoch the mechayve v'dalik kosos uistavel lo tiktu dalik kosos k'day lomar aleim halal v'agoda shiny halal the pesach the ala nesba v'af hein hoyu b'yosa nes. Tosfos establishes that there's a fundamental difference between halal on yontif, which is recited, of course, on the day, and halal that's recited at night on the fourth kos in the Dalet Kosos. And as far as Noshim are concerned, they may be exempt from the first mitzvah, that means halal of yontif, because man groma, but they're not exempt from the second mitzvah, because the Gemara establishes in Arei Pesach that women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. And Tosfos says that Dalet Kosos include the Hallel that's recited on the Dalet Kosos, meaning on the fourth Kosos. And to the same extent that women are obligated in Dalet Kosos, they're obligated in the Sipur of the Dalet Kosos, or in the case of the fourth Kosos, in the Hallel of the fourth Kosos. And Tosfos says explicitly that that Hallel is different than the Hallel of Yontif, because that Hallel is al Nespa, that's engendered, the Chiv Hallel is engendered by the Nes, and we apply the principle of Afein Hoyu Anes. Since the women are included in the Nes, that's why they chayev chayovas in Dalet Kosos, and likewise chayovas in Hallel, meaning that Hallel that's engendered by the Nes, not the Hallel that's engendered by Yontif, by the Moed, which is during the day, but specifically the Hallel that's integrated into the fabric of the Sipriyat Yisrayim, specifically the fourth Kos, that Hallel is Afhein Hoyvosanes, obligatory on women as well. If the Mechayev of Hal was Achilas HaPesach, then it's very strange that Tosfos asks a question. He says, why should they be Chayovas Bahal on Lel Pesach when they are completely exempt from Halel on any Yontif? The answer is that Hal on Lel Pesach is engendered by Karban Pesach. That has nothing to do with the Zman of Pesach. It's a halal on the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, and whoever's obligated the mitzvah of Achilas HaKorban Pesach is obligated ipso facto in Hallel. And since women are also obligated in Achilas HaPesach, the Mela Pshita, without a question, the Mechuyovas come in Hallel. So what was Tosfos asking? Why are they obligated in Hallel on Leil HaPesach when they're exempt from Hallel during the day, the Hallel of Yontif? And he gave the fantastical answer that the Hallel by night is part of Dalet Kosos engendered by Nes, and therefore women are included Afein Hoyvos on Nes. If Tosfos was working with the premise that the Mechayev of Hallel on Leil Pesach is Achilas HaPesach, so therefore it's Poshut, to the same extent that women are obligated in Achilas HaPesach, they're obligated in the Hallel of Achilas HaPesach, why would Tosfos even raise the possibility of equating the Hallel of Leil HaPesach with the Hallel of Yontif itself? So it comes out that according to Tosfos, Bisman HaZeh, we don't have a Pesach. Therefore, we don't have Hallel as a part and parcel of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The Hallel Bisman HaZeh is part and parcel of Haggadah and Tzipiyut Yisrayim, and therefore it's one of the kiyumim of the Seder of Leil HaPesach, and it's specifically designated for the fourth kos of Yayin of the Dalet Kosos. And therefore Tosfos asks, very well, why should women in our time, when there's no Achilas HaPesach, be obligated in the mitzvah of Hallel? After all, Hallel on Yontif is a chiyuv for the men and not for the women. And the answer is, says Tosfos, to the same extent that they were included in the obligation of Dalet Kosos, they are included in the obligation of Hallel, which is engendered by the Nes itself. The question I want to raise with you is whether or not the chiyuv of Amir's Hallel on Leil HaPesach is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. The Rishonim, the Rabban, the Ran, at the end of Pesachim, speak about this. In the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Seh Kuf Nun Zayin, it seems clear that the chiyuv of Hallel is part and parcel of Sipitis Mitzrayim, and therefore it should be d'oraisa. The language of the Rambam, V'chol Mishi Yosef B'maymar V'yarech HaDvarim B'hadolas Masha Osolonu Hashem U'masha Osolonu HaMitzrim Me'ovel U'michomos V'echlokach Hashem Nikmoseinu Mehem U'lahodos Lo Yis'ale Al Kol HaTov Sh'ogmolano. The Rambam's definition of CPT's Mitzrayim, he adds Lahodos Lo Yis'ale Al Kol HaTov, indicating that there is a mitzvah of Hallel as part and parcel of CPT's Mitzrayim, and that would make it a Doraisa. Then the Rambam continues by saying, Kmo Sha'omer Kol HaMarech L'Sapit Yisrayim Areza Meshubach. It's clear from the language of the Rambam and the Rambam's presentation that mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sipiyut Yisrayim, engenders a chiyuv halv odah. It would seem to be the same in the Sefer Achinuch, mitzvah chaf aleph, mitzvah Sipiyut Yisrayim, l'saper b'inyon yitzias Mitzrayim b'leil tesvav, b'nisan kolechem kafi tzachos l'shono, u'la halel u'lshabeach Hashem Yisbarach, al kol anisim sh'osolonu shom. The Sefer Achinuch derives the chiyuv of Amir's Hallel on Leil Pesach as a mitzvah d'oraisa based on the mitzvah of Sipiyutis Mitzrayim. And this fundamental point that Sipiyutis Mitzrayim engenders a chiyuv hodah, this we can derive from a Gemara in Arvei Pesachim Kuf Tezvav Amin Beis. The Gemara says that Sipiyut Yisrayim is called Haggadah, and Ein Okrenes HaShulchan El Lefnei Misha Omer Haggadah. It doesn't say Misha Mesaper Yitzis Mitzrayim, but Misha Omer Haggadah. The word Haggadah, we would say, intuitively, is derived from Vigadat L'Bincha, but the Avudraham says no. He says the word Haggadah, as in the Pasuk in Dvarim Chafav, Higadati Ayom Lashem Alkecha, means it's translated as Shevach Vodaya. And if you look at Targum Yonasan on that Pasuk, Higadati Ayom Lashem Alkecha, he writes, Odinon Vishamchinon Yoma Hadein. So there's a Lashon of Hodah, there's a Lashon of Shevach here in the Targum, and that means that Vigadita means none other than Shevach and Hallel. And therefore, it's obvious that as part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sipiyut Yisrayim, there's a mitzvah of Hallel, and that is Doraisa, and that's what the Torah means when it speaks about Vigadita. That Vigadita, as the Avudraham says, is Lashon Shevach Vodah. And we saw that according to the Rambam in the Chinuch, the mitzvah of Hallel on Leil HaPesach is a mitzvah Doraisa. And the Mishnah in Kuftes Zayin Amid Beis V'Anu Omrim Ba'Gada Bechol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo Kil Hu Yotze Mitzrayim Lo Es Avoseinu Bilvad Gol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Af Osanu Gol Imoem Shenemar Vosanu Hotzi Misham Lefichach Hanachlu Chayov Lahodos El Halel V'Nomer Lefonav Shira Chadosha. Immediately when we open up the recitation of Hallel, we start by organizing the response of a person who himself experienced the Exodus and the redemption, Chayv Adam Liros Satsu Kilu Hu Atzmi Yotzu Mitzrayim, and therefore he's Chayv in Hallel. He cannot be an ingrate. Hashem spared him, redeemed him, and saved him from the Mitzrim. Therefore, he has to express his gratitude. If it's Laharos es Atzmo Kilu Hu Yotze Mitzrayim, if that's the chiyuv that the Torah imposes upon you on this night, then the chiyuv of Amiras Hal is likewise, Minat Torah is likewise Doraisa, and now we have a whole school of thought with many members of Rishonim who maintain that the mitzvah and the chiyuv of Hallel on Leil Pesach is a chiyuv Doraisa. And if you take a look at Tosfos at the end of the second parak of Masechta Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where Tosfos has a diyun, he wants to know, since we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that Achilas Pesach is Ad Chatzos, does Hallel likewise have to be read before Chatzos? And Tosfos concludes, Aval b'Hallel shall Achar Afikomen Ein LaHachmir Kol Kach Sharei Midrabanan Hu. So whereas Tosfos says, no big deal if you recite Hallel after the Afikomen. And the Ran on the Rif, this on Daf Zayinom and Aleph, the Ran says, V'chein b'Hallel sh'b'leil p'sochim hichmiru b'tosfos sh'lo likros achar chatzos. Now why would it be that the mitzvah of reading Hallel on Leil Pesach would terminate with chatzos? And the answer is that Chiyuv Hallel is part and parcel of the Chiyuv Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is only until Chatzos. The pasuk says, "Bavur zelo amarti el b'shoa shematza umara munachim lefanecha." So just to summarize what we're saying, in our time, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalel, of Amiras Hallel Leil Pesach, over the fourth cup of wine, is in no way connected to Korban Pesach, but rather is engendered by the mitzvah of Sipri Yisrael. The Torah says, V'igadeta HaGodah Min Shevach. And therefore, Tosfos wants to be makpid that we fulfill the mitzvah of Hallel before Chatzos, just like the mitzvah of Sipri Yisrael has to be fulfilled at the time that the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach would terminate, namely Ad Chatzos, and therefore there's reason to believe that according to all these Rishonim that we analyzed today, and the Rambam, the Chinuch amongst them, that the mitzvah of Hallel is Doraisa. It's engendered by Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says V'igadeta, and we saw that Targum Yonason says that V'igadeta means Shavchinon. It's a lashon of Shevach, and since in every generation, every individual has to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. In the context of that mitzvah, he should be reciting Shira, he should be reciting Hallel. That's a Hallel that is a kiyum of Sipri Yetzias on a Doraisa level. And it is totally independent of the Korban Pesach and applies Bisman Hazeh in full force. So what did we discuss tonight? We really hopped a rhyme. We spoke about the question of kiyum bir chametz and tashbisu in chametz shenafal on poles. We spoke about matzah sura, about mitzvah boba vera, about the connection between matzah sura and the fact that there's no bracha on iser, on tevel, etc., etc. And finally, we spoke about the mitzvah of Hallel in two terms. Number one, to compare and contrast the Hallel of Leil HaPesach with the Hallel of Achilas HaPesach, and number two, to decide whether or not the Chiyuv of Hallel is engendered by the mitzvah Sipri Yetzias, and it is a mitzvah Doraisa. Yiratzon may be his will that we really achieve that level and fulfill that Chiyuv on this coming Leil HaPesach, which is less than 2 weeks down the line, of Chayiv Adam Liros Esatzmo, and from that experience of redemption on a personal level, with a deep, profound sense of gratitude for that redemption, we will recite Hallel as a Shira Chadosh Akein Yiratzon. Amen.